Good evening. We want to enter into our worship in just a moment. We're going to have a singing this evening. Couple of additions to the announcements you would have seen in the bulletin. We're looking for some folks to help out on Saturday to do a little cleaning here in the building and moving of some furniture, etc., and head towards some painting of some of the rooms. So if you could help with that. The ladies are meeting here for their Bible study at 10 to 11, so some of the guys could maybe come along or something like that, be here about 10, start cleaning them up, working on some stuff, so that would be appreciated. It's looking like the funeral service for Linda will be, let's see, Dale, I think you said Friday? The Friday at 1 o'clock, the 19th, right? Yeah. So it's starting to shape up. There's going to be Friday at 1. We'll kind of give you a definitive on that probably Wednesday evening, but think towards Friday afternoon.
The 19th, not this week.
Yeah, not this week. 2 weeks out. The 19th, yes, the 19th. And then some of you may know or remember Kristen Phillips. She is in Kentucky. She recently gave birth. She had a cesarean, but then it had complications and ended up for multiple days in the ICU. They're a young couple, struggle financially, Aaron and Kristen. Any help would be beneficial and gratefully appreciated. I have their address, and if you want, I'll post this out in the foyer, and if you also want some further information, see Becky, and she's got more info on that. She was a gal that worshipped up in the Wilsonville, Portland area that some of you may have known. Moved to Kentucky, LaGrange, Kentucky. That's all I had that we wanted to add for today. So let's enter into our worship, and we're going to have our singing, as I mentioned, but let's begin with a word of prayer, and John is going to lead us in a word of prayer. So let's all bow at this time.
Our dear Heavenly Father, every morning I wake up and I thank you for allowing me to wake up and help me to get up and Adam and get about my day. As we come to the close of this evening, Father, I want to reflect upon the fact that as the sun sets, we are here once again, and you've given us a good day. You've allowed the sun to shine and allowed us the freedom to move about in this land and to come here to this place of worship and to praise your name. It's a privilege, Father, that we can gather at the close of an evening and sing songs of praises to you, to glorify your name, and to recommit ourselves to your cause and to your Son. We pray, Father, that as we offer these prayers up to you, that you will hear them. And we pray, Father, for those things that we just don't know how to say, that you will also acknowledge our needs and supply us when we need those things. We thank you, Father, for considering us at all. It's amazing that you would even think about us, nonetheless send your Son to die for us. And for this act of love and this gift, we're forever grateful. And so to this end, Father, we come now and praise you and give you glory and give you honor in thy Son's name. Amen.
Take your main hymnal. And first hymn will be hymn number 19, Heavenly Sunlight. No, so walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountain. Through the deep veil, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heaven
heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine.
This time, if you would take your orange supplement. And turn it to page 30, Soul, Precious Soul, a song that we were working on when we were having our singing classes. And I think we've sang it with the group at least one time, I know, with the full group. So I thought maybe we'd go ahead and try and do it again. It's going to be new to those who are visiting with us. Sing. Soul, oh precious soul, oh spirit of man. Soul, oh precious soul, 'tis touched by God's hand, his spirit entreats and shows you the way. Soul, oh precious soul, God calls you this day. Blood, oh precious blood, a ransom for my soul. For sins new and old, oh, how can it be that he did this for me? Soul, oh precious soul, God's calling to only Savior sent from above. Jesus, only Savior, poured out his love from Calvary's hill. He paid the great cost.
blood, O precious blood, our ransom for my soul. Shed, my Jesus, for sins new. God's calling to thee. Soul, O precious soul, a home there awaits. Soul, O precious soul, at heaven's bright gate. And alone my spirit has strayed. Soul, O precious soul, God's pointing the way. Blood, O precious blood, for my soul, shed by Jesus for sins new and old. Oh, how can it be that he did this for me? So, precious soul, God's calling to thee.
Next hymn will be hymn number 68 in your regular hymnals. Hymn number 68, Lord, we come before thee now. Let's sing.
Lord, we come before thee now, at thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our soul disdain, shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, on thee our souls depend, in compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace, tune our lips to sing thy praise, tune our lips to sing thy praise. Grant that all may seek and find thee, O God supreme, heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in
Let's go to the Brown Book also and go to number 10. Number 10, How Deep the Father's Love.
deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the plan of searing love, the Father turns His face away, as sounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon His shoulders, ashamed I bear my mocking voice aloud among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath was brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
At this time, we'll give you the opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper if you have not done so this morning.
Heavenly Father, we thank You so much, Lord, for Your Son, for His sacrifice, for His willingness to come and to live a perfect life and to die such a horrible death on our behalf. We pray that You would be with those that are now partaking of this bread, which represents His body, and help us all to remember what happened on that day and what it means to us. In Christ's name, amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that You would bless this fruit of the vine, which represents Jesus' blood, which was shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. We ask that You help us to continue to focus on Your Son at this time. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I stopped the song.
in the middle of verse 2. I most likely won't do that on Sunday morning. Felt pretty comfortable on Sunday night because it's a singing night. I'll probably do it on a Wednesday night until I get real comfortable. But I stopped there for a reason. I wonder how much silence there was when he accomplished it all. Did the birds quit singing? Did the wind quit blowing? Was it as still as the night? We know it was dark. So many things to ask. And yet with the next breath, his dying breath has brought me life. And I know that it is finished. Let's go to number 50, ancient words. Number 50, ancient words. Do, so, holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, give us hope. In this world where'er we roam, O ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to his age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Let's stay in here for one more song, number 44, page 44. This morning, Cliff was talking about our names written in the Book of Life, And it made me think of this song. It's the tree of life, but the goal's the same. No. When God speaks, my heart fills with faith that makes me whole. I'm listening to God's holy word, seeking that place of refuge for my soul, where there's a tree in the garden I've heard. And the tree God has planted stands majestically inside the gates of the city of light. Oh, I pray someday I'll be beneath its canopy, in the shade of the tree of life, in the midst of the garden in God's paradise. Grow branches of mercy and grace, wonderful branches, arms of God's great might, wonderful branches where I'll see His face. And the tree God has planted stands majestically inside the gates of the city of light. Oh, I pray someday I'll be beneath its canopy, in the shade of the tree of life. I believe that the tree of life one day I'll reach, and where it grows waits there for me. Joy of its fruit comes from the home I crave, with leaves of healing and eternal day. And the tree God has planted stands majestically inside the gates of the city of light. Oh, I pray someday I'll be beneath its canopy, in the shade of the tree of life.
Now in our main hymn book, number 133, the banner of the cross.
There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the King. As an ensign fair we lift it up today, while his ransom once we sing. Marching on, for Christ count everything but loss, for the King of Kings toil and sing, neath the banner of the cross. Over land and sea, wherever
man may dwell, make the glorious tidings known of the crimson banner. Now the story tell, while the Lord shall claim his own. Marching on, marching on, for Christ count everything but loss. For the King of kings, toil and sin, neath the banner of the cross. When the great commander from the vaulted sky sounds the resurrection day, then before our King the faint and foe shall die, and the saints shall march away. Marching on, marching on, for Christ count everything but loss. For the King of kings, toil and sin, need the banner of the cross.
Song number 399. 399, face to face.
The soul. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ who died for me. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Only faintly now I see him, with a darkling veil between. But a blessed day is coming, when his glory shall be seen. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by.
little over a year ago, one of my daughter's friends who comes from a large family passed away unexpectedly, and one of their siblings wrote on the calendar the time and the day that it happened. Naomi got to see Jesus. It's an interesting thought. I wonder what Linda saw Thursday morning, face to face. Shall we behold him? Amazing song. Let's sing number 208. Sing to me of heaven. No soul. Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. While the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing, so showers of great blessings o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the song of all. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the comrades that so long have gone. In a fairer region among the angel throng, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all. And number 237, let the lower lights be burning. Two, three, seven. No soul. Brightly beams the Father's mercy from the lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping
of the lights along the shore. Let the low where lights be burning send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the low where lights be burning send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feet, but let my brother, some poor seaman tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. Let the glow where lights be burning send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen you may rescue, you may save.
In just a moment, we're going to have the invitation, so if you'd open your supplement that's not blue to page number 24. We'll sing "I Want to Know Christ" as the song of invitation. Page number 24.
For those of you that are visiting, you may have figured out already that we lost a beloved sister and friend Thursday. There were fireworks in heaven for her and for those that greeted her. I'd like to relay to you something that I said to a small group that was here Friday night, and we had a singing. I was in here Friday afternoon, and I walked down here, and I looked over where Linda always sat, right about where Faye is right now. And there was a stack of stuff over there. And I went and looked, and there was a bluish or blue-green scarf laying there, folded up neatly. And I moved it, and underneath that was a used Kleenex. And beside that was an empty package of dentine gum. And a mostly gone, a little bottle of water with most of the contents gone. There was a notepad there full of notes, full of handwritten notes by Linda. There was one of those books that we had on the prison epistles, the black books. It was laying there. There was a couple of ink pens, a red one and a black one. There were two Bibles. I opened one of them and it said Dave Nelson. I opened the other one and it said Linda Gail Nelson. She expected to come back. We expected her to come back. But God has designed life. And life goes as He wishes. I'd like to read from Romans, the sixth chapter. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we die to sin? How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many as of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Linda's enjoying newness of life. Those of us that knew her are confident in that. We can do the same if we are faithful to God and if we enter his kingdom through baptism. As Christ died and was raised, we can die to sin and be raised to that new life. We give you that opportunity tonight to do so. Would you please come as we sing?
Share in his suffering, conformed to his death. When I pour out my life to be filled with his spirit, joy follows suffering and life follows death.
It's been good to sing with you this evening. Do the elders have any other announcements that need to be made tonight? Seeing none, we'll ask Brother Dick Neville to lead us in a closing word of prayer and invite everybody back for the summer series on Wednesday with Jack Hafer from South Salem, Chad Sicktish from Washington. Thank you.
You join me in prayer, please. Almighty God, our righteous Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the day you've blessed us with. We thank you for this opportunity to come to worship you, and we pray, Father, that our worship has been pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Father, we ask that you continue to bless this congregation. We continue to thank you for the written word that you've given to us. And Father, we ask that you go with us now as we go to our separate homes and keep us safe till once again we come together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.